When diagnosed with leukemia, Victoria Webster faced the hardest decision of her life. She was heavily pregnant and was told she should have an abortion and begin chemotherapy. The alternative was to have Jessica and risk her own life.
I just could not abort the baby at all because I knew she was already there. And I'm obviously glad that, you know, I didn't go through it because, look, she's absolutely perfect. But I just knew in the back of my mind she's a fighter, and she was a fighter, you know, and my mum's a fighter as well, so...
While pregnant, Victoria's cancer of the blood was instead tackled with a milder treatment. Her blood was drained and washed in a special machine before being pumped back into her. Ignoring the doctor's advice was a huge risk.
I mean, they said when that she was first born as well, that she might have stunt growth or there might be problems with her. She might not be 100% perfect. They said the cancer that I've got won't pass down to her. It's not hereditary or it won't pass to her. But they did say they don't know what she'd be like when she was born, but as you can say, there's nothing wrong with her.
Victoria is responding well to treatment and thinks she could soon be cancer-free.
I hope it goes into remission. I mean, the tablets that I'm on, it should do because I'm working at the moment. It's not, like, gone. It won't ever go. It'll always be there and it can always come back. As long as I take these tablets, I'll be fine. I just hope to be around plenty of years to be a grandparent to my kids. That's all I want.
Good reason to cherish every minute with her son and the daughter she nearly never met. Lisa Dowd, Sky News, Birmingham.